from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Keon's worked hard, like anything, college playbook versus an NFL playbook, big difference. The verbiage, where he's lining up, the sight adjust, all the variances he's got to do. But I see a guy who's working hard, who's competitive. You guys have got to know his personality. He's genuine. That's truly who he is. Like anything, he's going to have bumps in the road. He's a rookie, and I think we all need to understand that. But I think him and Josh are working on that rapport that's going to be necessary between quarterback and receiver.
That was Brandon Bean at OTAs, or minicamp, on Keon Coleman. Who, pretty easy to say, right? This is your final show before training camp at St. John Fisher. He is easily the number one thing to look forward to.
Yes, number one is Keon Coleman. Two.
Yeah, what's second? Second is...
Well, I got an answer here. I mean, I might go 2A, 2B, but I've got an answer here.
Could it just be the rest of the receivers?
No.
No? Not Chase Claypool?
No.
Number two for you is going to be... You can't really do it with the coordinator. Like, for the season, it would be Joe Brady, right. But like, what
just
do you...
Just watch Brady on the sidelines.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
No. Nope.
Tyrell Shavers, of course. What is number two? Vaughn?
Yep.
Vaughn.
Brian Baldinger posted a video yesterday showing Vaughn in the playoff game against the Chiefs and saying he was himself in the playoff game. He looked like Vaughn Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get after Mahomes, but... They almost never do to begin with. But Baldinger basically said, and you've heard Vaughn say he doesn't feel like he should have played last year. So, yeah, Vaughn. Vaughn's number two.
Should we make anything of that, by the way, that Vaughn is out here saying, like, I shouldn't have been on the field the whole year? He was, and he was on the field week five.
Yeah, well, they're paying him, like, what, $20 million? So
yeah.
Go out there and see what you can do.
They did, and I will give them credit. They did get around to, was it two games that they did this? They said, like, all right, we got to take you out. Like, we're healthy scratching you, like, because we're clearly not getting anything here. Like, eventually, I think they realize, okay, nothing's happening here. We know he's an all-time great veteran, whatever, leader in the locker room maybe too, but, like, we can't have him on the field. Like, they did eventually get to pulling him. So, it's not like they kept having him on the field over and over and over and over and over. I don't know, though, like, will we get to... How... There are some things you could pick up during training camp. There are some things you can't. Like, where does... How healthy Vaughn's knee fall into that? They'll answer questions about it too.
I think you'll be able to tell. A guy healthy or not? Is he making a difference? Is he? I mean, yeah, I think you'll be able to tell if he looks right.
All right.
Because Tre'Davious White, his first training camp, we were waiting for him to come back, and it took the whole camp. He rolled the bike.
Yeah.
I mean, if Vaughn is out there and says he feels 100%, and people are noticing. I mean, when he showed up his first year, you could tell right away. that he's on another level. So let's find out if he still looks like, you know, he, or if he's back to looking like he's on that next level. So
yeah,
number one, Keon Coleman, and number two, Vaughn.
And shouldn't there be more? Well, how many are there going to be? Shouldn't there be more starting position battles than there have been in years? Like last year, wasn't it just the one? It was right guard, wasn't that it?
Yeah, that's probably right. I might want to say a little differently than battles because safety is in the mix, right?
Safety, and, right? Because it'll be what? Rapp, Cole Bishop, and Edwards.
Yeah,
and
I might
for
say
two spots
instead of battles. It might be positions possibly open to somebody taking it.
Sure.
Where you know what I mean? Like that really wasn't the case last year. What would we have said? It was only Ken Osiris Torrance knock out the guy that was there, who I already forgot who it was.
Ryan Bates.
Okay, Ryan right. Bates. Can he knock out Ryan Bates? And he did. And nobody else, we would even, you wouldn't think someone's going to beat out Hyde or
no,
Poyer.
Oh, no, wait, sorry, I'm wrong. There was one other one, middle linebacker.
That was wide open. Right?
Wide open, no
wide
clue.
Open.
No
that
clue.
Was a wide open battle. But with all the changeover, what the Bills don't have right now are incumbents. It's kind of like elections, right? Like you almost had incumbents that were unbeatable for a couple years in the secondary and on the defensive line. Yeah, there's been change, and Davis and Diggs, right? Nobody would ever even dream of somebody beating out one of those two for those jobs. So I think that's probably where you're at, is that there are battles, sure. There are still favorites, and I guess the favorites aren't favored by as much as they used to be, if I could say it that way.
Yeah, like right now, how many – who that is not like listed as a starter has the best chance of becoming a starter at the end of training camp? Like it would be one of the safeties probably, right? It would be like
yeah,
it would be
maybe.
Cole Bishop. Or
even
maybe,
corner feels slotted, doesn't it? It's going to be Douglas yeah. and Benford and Taron Johnson. That's done.
Yeah.
Elam can fight for that next man up spot. I guess he could beat somebody out, but I wouldn't say it's likely.
I was just trying to think of that. Like I think Benford's a very good player, and like Joe Marino did a show a couple weeks ago on like how underrated. Like he's a fantastic cornerback.
Yeah. PFF is putting him on an all breakout team. I've seen his name lots of places as this guy's legitimately good. He's the question on Benford, I guess, would be this. Is he going to show enough to be corner one going forward? Because Douglas is
right.
aging and on the final year of a deal. And would they want to bring him back? Maybe, maybe not. Would they add him for one more year? And they kind of swap where Douglas becomes corner two and Benford jumps into corner one if they even really treat him that way. But, yeah, where does Benford top out at, I think, is a good thing to watch.
Yeah, because I want to see – that's why I can't even create, like, okay, maybe he could get in this way. Like, I like Elam. I think he's been better than he's been given credit for. But, you know, it's a new secondary coach, too, or new corner coach, which we'll see. Maybe that gives – that's a different result. Year three maybe is different. But even if he looked really good, like, throughout a camp, he looked like he was starting to get it. I mean, they once spent a first-round pick on him. You know, like, he's got great athleticism for the position. Even if he had a great camp and like good preseason, I don't know where he's going. I don't know who he's taking out. Benford's not coming off the field, I don't think, as long as he's healthy. And I guess if Douglas looked old, maybe that would fire things up, but I'm not expecting that the way he looked last year. So, and then running back a little bit too, maybe? You told me yesterday you think James Cook's going to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Be the guy getting touchdowns. I think it's going to be Ray Davis.
I think he's going to have a big fantasy here, James Cook. Yep.
Draft.
Huge.
All right, good. Do I have any drafts with you where I can write that down and file that away for later? I don't think so. Actually, very quickly, while we're on fantasy and the Bills, the guy that's been the riser in fantasy Twitter has been jumping on him a little bit too the last couple of weeks, or really the last week. Curtis Samuel stock's going up.
Mm-hmm.
His ADP, average draft position, is going up. I think the fantasy community is starting to go, hey, wait a minute. He is probably, or yeah, probably, or maybe is the favorite to lead the receivers in catches, and is going to be used in a bunch of different ways, and was really good with Joe Brady a couple years ago. Like Josh Allen now, yeah. Let me get Curtis Samuel as the 50th receiver off the board, instead of he was going like almost the 70th a couple of weeks ago. So he is very much rising in fantasy communities.
Fantasy football having a big day today because the Dan Morgan, Joe Shane conversation on the Giants offseason show.
Yeah.
Maybe we never knew this or didn't know that we knew this. These trades that these actual GMs hit are just like our own leagues in fantasy football. The sideline conversation, Dan Morgan says to Joe Shane, you want to give us a pair of ones for Brian Burns?
Right. Joe Shane says, you think he's kidding when you're watching it.
You're just standing next to another. It's like if you were at a bar with a guy in your league, like, what do you think? Can you give me something for Brian Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no. And they keep talking, and it is kind of funny to look at what the price ended up being, because the Panthers, with Brian Burns, at one point, they could have taken a one or two ones for him and didn't. And instead, they traded him to the Giants for a second and a fifth and a conditional fifth.
Right.
And a fourth.
And the first mention of it was
the
two
first
ones.
Two firsts. What about two a second, firsts. A fifth, and a conditional fifth and fourth? Oh, yeah, okay, that's good.
Right, we'll do that too. It also, you know what I mean? You tweeted that, and this also made me think of this. Because if you're friends with someone in your fantasy league, and you talk to them more regularly, aren't you like 10 times more likely to make a trade with them? Because you're just talking more often?
And yes.
How much, maybe this, it gave me an appreciation for, how much does that also happen in real sports, regular sports, where who are the three guys in the clip standing next to each other? It's Brandon Bean, Joe Shane, and Dan Morgan, who are all general managers who all work together for the Bills, and maybe even previously all together in Carolina, but it definitely with the Bills. So these guys would have worked together. They know each other. They seem pretty cordial, so it looks like they're all friends the way they were talking to each other, and they're all just standing around. Who are you more likely to make a trade with? The guy that you're standing next to all the time because you're buddies, and then you throw out the, hey, want to give me two firsts for Brian Burns?
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, if you're Joe Shane and you have no prior experience working with John Schneider of the Seahawks, you don't even really know who he is other than he's the GM of the Seahawks, then, I mean, you're not going to really make that offhand comment to him, and then you maybe never trade with him.
This is where I like to think about real potential fun. If Morgan and Joe Shane and Brandon Bean, if I'm them, the day before we're being filmed at the Senior Bowl, because, like, hey, we're getting followed around, guys, I'm Joe Shane, I'd say, here's what we're going to do, fellas. Ready? We're going to start talking trade on the sideline, and then we're going to say, hey, you know who you should call? You should call, and then you're going to tell the film crew, you got to bleep out who we say, but we'll tell you something really funny. And then you label a GM in the league as a mark. As a mark. Oh, you should totally call John Schneider. Oh, call Schneider. He's an idiot. He'll trade anything. Because that's how your fantasy, that's how your dynasty league works.
Yes.
As soon as
yes,
you see the guy in your league take a trade he shouldn't, everybody throws that guy trades.
Absolutely.
And I just want Morgan and Shane and Bean on the sideline. It doesn't even have to be true. Pick one guy and then go to the film crew and say, as long as you bleep that guy's name, you can keep it in. And then they just put it out into the NFL world that one of the guys is a mark. That's what I want from these kind of shows.
That would be, it would make it so much better.
Every market would be saying, are they talking about our guy?
Yeah.
Only three fan bases would be safe. Those three GMs.
Yes.
They're all friends. Like, let's make everybody else out there look a little worse today.
Yep. Quick question on the phones from Joe in North Tonawanda. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I got a question. How the Bills using their fullback this year? How much time do you think he's going to be used for?
No more often than I would expect he was used in previous years. Reggie Gilliam, he's under contract. So he'll be here, he'll be the fullback, but I don't know. I don't even think about fullback. He asked me that question, and honestly, the first thing I thought of is, are they going to use a sixth offensive lineman again all season as like a tight end that's blocking? I don't know how many other teams really do that. I feel like I don't see it all that often. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but yeah, we'll see. Fullback, maybe they use a sixth offensive lineman a lot again. 803-0550 is the phone number.
When we get back in Extendo Sports, I've got a fun thing that happened at NFL.com today. Maybe you haven't seen it. They've done a super draft, a win now super draft.
Okay.
Okay?
And
every player in the league, what I want to ask you, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how many quarterbacks went to start and the first non-quarterback picked.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.